from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
There goes Holiday, the 1-2, hit high in the air, deep to left field. Teoscar Hernandez is going to turn and watch it fly into the Dodger bullpen. It's a go-ahead two-run home run for Ramon Urias out of the ninth spot of the order.
He's been our offense the last couple weeks. Really good at bats, you know, obviously the homer, but the walk. You know, we're not swinging the bat great right now, and he's carrying us a little bit offensively in some of these wins. And yeah, you know, Rutschman's won the bat for me. This is the best at bats he's had in a while. Those are two massive guys for us offensively, and we're a different team when those guys are getting on base and swinging the bat for us.
Now, I think we're in a prime position to get hot. Got some good ball clubs that we're facing here to end this month, and you know, we're just trying to take care of business one day at a time. We've seen it, you know, being on the other end, this is a good time to get hot.
I thought Bowman honestly got the biggest outs of the game there, coming into that spot and getting, you know, the middle of the order right-handed bats with traffic. Just a heck of a job by him, and then the guys behind him, nice job holding on for the win.
Brandon Hyde talking about Bowman and Perez and then Dominguez at the back end. 4 2-thirds scoreless innings for the much maligned, and rightfully so, Orioles bullpen as they go to L.A., beat the Dodgers, hold them to two runs, limited hits, traffic throughout the course of the last six innings of the game. All right, Dominguez made things interesting there in the ninth, but he converted his six save. He's 6-for-6 save opportunities, but there's a caveat. He's allowed 2 walk-off homers in tie games, as we saw last week against the Mets up at Citi Field. But for the most part, he's been an asset to the team because he's right now the closer. Because Craig Kimbrell's not snipping the mound in these situations right now. But we also heard Brandon Hyde, so praise to the bullpen. Cole Irvin talking about the Orioles getting hot at the right time, and they're still not hot yet. They got to start stringing together 4 or 5 game winning streaks here. 2-3 in a row, which have been rare, not happening. You got to put together a nice little charge. Now, if you could take 2 out of 3 from L.A., you got Corbin Burns going tonight, looking to bounce back from 2 rough outings. Dolan, get in here. And then you go to Colorado, and then you come back home for the White Sox Labor Day weekend. There's a possibility you could start to string together more series victories. And Cole Irvin, and we'll talk about him, and he got into the fifth. Wasn't great. Wasn't Sandy Koufax. Wasn't Dave McNally. But he kept him in the game. And then a Ramon Urias, who we'll get to in a second, hits the big homer. O'Hearn goes deep. We heard Brandon and I talk about him and Rutschman looking like they're starting to get out of it a little bit. That was O'Hearn's first homer in over a month. But Cole Irvin, until the Graysons and the Uplands come back, Cole Irvin's going to have to hit the post every fifth day. And I'm not saying I'm overly confident he's going to give them a quality start, but as we have seen in his last 2 outings, he's keeping them in the game.
Right, only going 4 1/3. Obviously, if you're just looking at the box score, you're saying, man, I mean, he couldn't go deeper. But the situations he was pulled in, I believe both times, traffic on the base paths, so he wasn't doing himself any favors there. His pitch count was in the 80s last time against the Mets, was in the 60s last night. So again, if you're just looking at that on the surface, you're saying, why didn't Hyde leave him out there and get some more length? Well, the game situation called for a change. You had two runners on base. You're trying to protect a one-run lead. I support Hyde's decision to manage last night almost like it was a playoff game. I mean, he was pulling out all the stops. With the way this offense has been performing as of late, you get a one-run lead. You got three runs on the board. Hyde's saying that might be it. And it was it. That was all the offense for the rest of the night. So he got a starter out of there, pulled all the right strings with the bullpen. We get on Hyde's case a lot, but you got to give him credit for last night.
So you endorse that decision, is what you're saying, in an election year.
It's easy when it works, right? It's easy to support.
And Palmer endorsed it, too.
And Bowman was huge.
He was big time.
Because you just heard Brandon Hyde say, the reason he yanked Urban, because all you had all the right-handed sticks coming up, and he navigated through that. Then seeing how Perez was outstanding, actually hearing about him doing well in pitching instead of hitting catching home runs. With his hat, Junior Cano, who seems to have navigated a nice little, well, he got through his slump, seems to be getting himself back in the right frame of mind, if you will. But Dominguez made things interesting, and it looked like things might get interesting in that final fly ball to left field. But in the end, it stays in the park, and the Dodgers, who have been one of the hottest teams in baseball, great at home, best record in the majors going into last night, well, the Orioles got him. And if Burns can win tonight, and I'm very confident that he's going to perform better than he has in his last two, or just get out of here with a series win, then you go to Colorado and handle your business against one of the worst teams in baseball.
That's winning games that you're supposed to win and, you know, splitting the games that you're, you know, that it's 50-50. That was, I thought, you know, winning the first game in a series, that was huge. Because now just go win one of two. And like you said, Bob, they got the series. And then they're on off to bigger and better things. But how many times have we talked about this? We always, you know, they get a big win. And then it's like, all right, you know, they're starting to look better and better. And then, boom, they fall back. I mean, that's kind of what it's been. I mean, we get excited. And then we go back to where we were.
Well, that's what Corbin Burns needs to be tonight.
No doubt.
To prevent that from happening. And another problem that the Orioles have is the inability to hit with runners in scoring position. 0 for 6 last night. Gunnar Henderson. You know, you're going to get a $400 million, $500 million contract eventually. And I know you're only 22 years old, 23 years old. You're the stud. You got to start getting hits with guys on first and third. I know it was two outs, but runners in scoring position, he was 0 for 2. Since the All-Star break, he's been rather mediocre with his offensive production. Stars got to start playing like stars. And Gunnar Henderson's the star. Doesn't appear to be bothered by health. Adley Rutschman might be dealing with a back and a hand, whatever it is. Hey, Tony Tater's carried you for a while. But now Gunnar Henderson's got to be the all-star shortstop MVP candidate that he was in the first half. Not trying to put all of it on him. But this is where cream rises to the top. They scored three runs last night. Ramon Urias, two-run homer. Ryan O'Hearn, solo shot. Sunday against Houston, three-run homer Ramon Urias. You got to stop being so homer-reliant. Hey, look, the Yankees are sucking in August with runners in scoring position, but the Orioles, this has been a season-long problemo. And Brandon Hyde even said before the game, yeah, we got injuries. We were talking to Plunkett yesterday. Dodgers, how many starting pitchers have they used? At some point in time, as Hyde said, paraphrasing, we just have to start picking up these injured dudes. Yeah. And it's as simple as that. So, big win last night. But Ramon Urias, I thought he was a guy that might not finish the year on the roster. Now he has been, since Westberg's injury, he has been one of the second-half MVPs of the team, Nolan McGraw.
And it feels like all those guys, not starters, but there's been, look, the Orioles have a big roster this year. And we've had debates and arguments throughout the season about, should you play this guy over this guy in platoon situations in the outfield, the infield, veterans versus prospects? It's been a whole mess. But I feel like everyone on this roster has had at least a month, a couple-week stretch where they've been the hot guy in the lineup. or they're carrying most of the weight. And this past week here, this has been Ramon's time. And he's had other moments throughout the season, but, I mean, he's been carrying. I mean, he's been doing almost Anthony Santander things over a short scale, very short scale, mind you, but you'll take it when you get it. When you're not getting offensive production consistently, sometimes you got to rely on that one guy. Right now, they're leaning on him, and he's delivering.
And he's tightening up on his defense, too. Remember, he won the Gold Glove just 2 years ago. So the Orioles win in L.A. Everybody's saying the Orioles are done. Rashawn said they were going to get swept as he's flying out there to watch the next 2 days. Corbin Burnes and the offense come together against Walker Buehler, another multiple Tommy John guy, extremely talented ace-type potential, but he's had a rough go of it since his return to injury. How about blast away old Walker Buehler tonight as the Orioles look to keep things rolling against L.A.? Yankees lost to the Nats, so the Orioles only a game out of first here in the American League's Eastern Division. Ravens trim the roster to 53. Vinny, any surprises with John Harbaugh and the coaching staff's decisions, at least as we sit here on the 28th?
Nothing that jumps out. I mean, I'm really happy for Bo Braid. I mean, he deserved it, but I didn't think they would keep six safeties, but they went lighter on the inside linebackers. Depth is what they did and added more safeties, which tells me a little bit, Bob, that maybe a lot more nickel and dime defense where you're only playing, with Roquan and possibly Simpson. But probably more 5 and 6 DBs on the field a lot of the times, because Hamilton can play like a linebacker in their defense and stuff, and they move so many people around. So I thought that was big. And like you mentioned off air, but I mean, 10 O-linemen. I mean, am I in love with all those O-linemen? No. I think.
How many do you love? Like four?
Linderbaum.
One. I mean, come on, you got to give Ronnie a little love here.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But I mean, he's healthy. So he's
McCary's got acceptable.
Yeah, McCary's acceptable. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Basically. But they got a lot of guys that need to step up there, and I don't think they're done. And by noon today they can start adding. After 12 o'clock they can start adding practice squad. So what that probably last night, Eric and his pro scouts and stuff, they were probably up all night evaluating film and stuff. That's what we used to do. We used to stay up all night, evaluate the film, and then in the morning, first thing in the morning, kind of present to the coaches what guys we think could help and would be better. A lot of times coaches, what they don't want, Bob, is you going to get a new guy. Let's say they went and get a third running back and a blocking tight end. They got a week. How are they going to help us against Kansas City? Is probably, unless they have some semblance of the offensive system. Otherwise, it's, coaches don't want that, where personnel people are probably saying, hey, this guy is better than what we've got. So we'll see what happens today. If they add anybody, they got Lawrence Guy coming in for a workout today and a visit, a run-stopping defensive tackle. So that would be a depth position in there.
A reunion.
No doubt.
If that comes down with Lawrence Guy. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Get your favorite female artist or band in here. Send your request to Olin McGraw, 410-583-1057. Plaza Board text line. Talk more about this Ravens 53 with Bo Smolka. Press box coming up. Top of the hour. Orioles win last night late in L.A., 3-2 over the Dodgers. It turned out to be a pitcher's duel. Two of the highest scoring teams in baseball. Didn't really generate a lot of offense, but the Orioles made the home runs count when they did. So the Orioles win the opener. They trimmed the deficit to 1 in the American League East. So the Birds going for a series win tonight. You want to praise, you want to concern, that's fine. What about this Ravens 53? Are you cool with that? As we're 8 days away.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
From kickoff. But Cole Irvin kept him in the game. The home run bats, and then the bullpen. Defense got it done, even though old Moo Man misplayed that ball down the line early there. But it is what it is. You go to L.A. after splitting with Houston, who, by the way, is getting clobbered by Philly, and you win the opener against the Dodgers. Hey, you'll take it. Now you got your ace going game two. You could possibly win the series. Who knows? Let's get out to the phones. You want to talk about the Ravens roster? We can do that, too. 8 days away from kickoff. That's it. 8 days.
Yeah.
Eight. Not nine. Not ten. Eight. Yeah. Ravens 3-point dogs, by the way, on the road.
Week from tomorrow, Bob, we'll be at the Green Turtle.
That's
doing pregame.
In Towson.
Yeah.
Right, that's where the one we're going to.
Yep.
Towson.
Sure, yes, we are.
Make sure our communication is all set. But yes, we got Ravens breakdowns. Friday, for instance, talking about the start of football, like late week zero was Georgia Tech upset Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
You got week one. There's games tomorrow.
Yes.
And then Friday. Oh. Maryland opens against UConn. But tomorrow, or Friday rather, we'll be doing our first picks.
Yeah.
For the season. You ready to get that pick thing? I'm guessing it's the same booze, right? We still going booze?
Oh, that's right.
We still going booze.
No need to change it up.
Yeah. And Vinny's won the last 2 years. Nolan won the playoffs a couple years back. I won 2 years ago, but that seems like 2 years ago since that has happened. So we get our picks started. Next Tuesday, it's Dirty Dozen and Feeble Five. It's crazy, man. But we're here. We're ready to rock and roll. We'll be sitting there watching Red Zone and listening to NFL games here on 105.7 The Fan and all the fun that goes along with it. September's next week, which means the playoff push. Major League Baseball is going to be hot and heavy. But let's get out to the phones. Go to Rising Sun. Bring in Tom. Tom, thanks for holding. What's up on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, Bob, good luck with your eyes tomorrow here. And, Vinny, I'm glad your heart procedure turned out okay. I had a heart attack in July. And he had to replace my aorta, but I'm doing pretty good, taking it day by day, you know?
That's all you can do, listen, Tom.
Yeah, that's all I can do. But listen, you know, when they had the trading deadline, I was really, really upset. I thought they could get another big bat. I thought this team needed some more offense, and Elias didn't do that. And this guy, Hernandez, or whatever his name is, how do you say his name? The J?
Eloy Jimenez.
Jimenez. He hasn't done nothing hardly at all. Is nobody in the mind? Is Kurstedt still hurt?
He's on the IL. Better? He's in concussion protocol. He might not play the rest of the year.
Oh, my God. I mean, can't we pick somebody up on waivers that can hit better than this guy? I mean,
well, he's hitting for average, but he's not hitting for power. And Eloy Jimenez, he hit 31 homers his rookie year. He won a silver slugger during his career, but he hadn't hit a homer since May. And when they made the trade for him, Tom, I was like, what's this? You know, what are we doing here? Who was the guy they got a couple years ago from the Marlins? And I can't remember his name.
Jesus Aguilar.
I was like, is this Jesus Aguilar all over again? But right now, Jimenez is Babe Ruth compared to Aguilar when he was here. But, yeah, he was brought in for power, and he took a couple to the warning track last night. But to your point, yes, I'm kind of feeling that.
I mean, if we're going to go deep in the playoffs, we're going to have more offense than we have right now. I mean, it's bad enough. We only got a couple starters, decent starters, to go ahead and go into the playoffs. But what do you guys think? You think we can go deeper than the second round?
Well, we'll see, Tom. Thank you very much. I mean, we're still if they win in the division, that gives them time to rest. We got to wait to see who's coming back in September. But the bats, you kind of, outside of Westberg, maybe Kerstad. Who's coming up and helping you offensively?
You know what's going to be?
Toby Mayo? I don't know.
You know what's going to be interesting, Bob? If they win the division and they have that bye again, what are they going to do differently than they did last time?
Well, they had the workouts, the inter-squad things going on, but I don't want to hear any excuses.
Right.
Because that seemed like an excuse for high. Yeah, well, we were up, we were hot, we lost our... No, I don't want to hear that anymore. You play 162 to win the division, not get the wild card, so you can keep playing immediately. I don't want to hear anything about, you know, you win the division, they probably be more satisfied to win it this year than they were last year. They're five games behind last year's pace, and if they could somehow overcome the Yankees, who still get the national ass kissing, and I guess we get it, but I think this would be a very satisfying accomplishment.
I think they would actually need the bye more this year, just given their injury status. I mean, a guy like Danny Coulomb or Jordan Westberg, if they had any chance of coming back for the postseason, and you're kind of pushing it there towards the end of the regular season, getting that extra 4 or 5 days could be huge.
Well, how about a guy like Rutschman, too, getting 4 or 5 days? You know, a lot of those guys probably need it.
And Mountcastle, hopefully he'll be back within a couple of weeks. But Eloy Jimenez, getting back to Tom's call, you know, he was a power dude coming from the Cubs, went to the White Sox. And, you know, he hits the ball hard. But I don't want to hear any more of any, that's 108 off the bat when he's lying in the right field. I want to hear I don't care if it's 4 miles an hour. If it gets over the fence, that's all that matters. Let's go to and get better with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
That's a team-wide problem. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How are y'all today?
Hey, Kevin.
Good, man.
The quick Orioles thing, I can appreciate Jimenez wanting to put the ball in play, being the newest guy to the team, though, so you can't really fault him there, you know. Can he hit more power? Certainly, but just a short thought on that side.
Yeah, he's not the reason that their offense sucks. Let's stress that, too. You know what I mean? There's a team-wide thing going on there.
Yeah, 100%, brother. But Ravens-wise, man, I think we got the numbers and the names, I guess, we feel like can be our best starting platform to the season.
I don't think it's done yet. You know, I mean, what's on the roster as we look at it right now? By the time they go to practice on Friday, I think there'll be a couple changes.
Well, and I was just about to credit you with that, Vinny, for sure, man. Because, you know, look, it's going to move around. You know, it's a lot of forecasting and stuff, but you know, we should feel like this guys on the line are going to have, you know, Eric DaCosta picks good mental guys. We're going to play well on the first week. And then back to that approach you just suggested, Vinny, right? We're going to be moving guys a lot, but we got a good chance to start well.
I think.
Thanks, Kevin.
The biggest thing about starting well, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday with pass rush duos. I mean, the Ravens initially are playing a lot of elite pass rush duos. And when you're playing top 10 pass rush duos and your O-line is your biggest question mark, that's going to be very – it puts a lot of pressure on Todd Monken, puts a lot of pressure on Lamar, because ball's got to come out quick, can't hold the ball, you're not going to have a lot of time to throw the ball, and are we going to knock anybody off the ball in the run game?
And let's go back just to last week, the inter-squad with Green Bay, reports coming out of
running
there.
Running for his life.
Ray Nitzke Field, that, yeah, Lamar was like, hello, couldn't get comfortable in the pocket. If you're on the phones, hang tight. Rashawn and Mitch, you would have joined us, you can at 410-583-1057. Talk more about the Ravens roster, which we will, with Bo Smolka from the press box coming up at 1 o'clock. Orioles win last night. In L.A., Chavez Ravine, that Dodger dog, pretty nasty for Dodgers fans. Had a playoff atmosphere for sure, packed 50,000-plus, and the Orioles bullpen turned out to be clutch in this one. Orioles win tonight. Duh, they win the series. Over the Dodgers, Corbin Burns on the hill, looking to bounce back after a couple of shaky starts. His ERA post-All-Star break, a little on the robust side. Going up against Walker Buehler, Orioles win tonight. They win the series. Then they go to Colorado, come back home Labor Day for the Chicago White Sox, who have already lost 100 games and, yes, have been eliminated from playoff consideration. Let's get out to the phones. Ravens are roster for now. Let's stress. For now, the 53 is set. We're 8 days away from kickoff. I'm guessing, Vinny, there'll be some changes before then.
Yeah, I think definitely be some changes. You know, if they're going to add anybody, I mean, because the waiver wire noon today, we'll see if they put in a claim for anybody. You know, if they put in a claim for anybody. Because here's the way it is let's say that they put in a claim for Bob Haney.
Yo, I'm in.
All right, so they put in a claim for Bob Haney. Also on that claim, on that piece of paper, you got to put in, if you get him, who is cut, who's being cut.
It's one for one.
Yes, sort of thing. Yes. So that's the interesting one, you know. So I'm guessing, like, well, for the Ravens, if it's a, you know, if you're adding a running back, I'm guessing you're getting rid of a running back, I would think. But that's
but if you bring in Lawrence Guy,
then you still got to cut somebody.
But you're not cutting another D lineman, I'm assuming, right?
I wouldn't think so. I would think you'd just be adding one. I mean, they've got some excess, you know, probably in the offensive line, possibly. I was a little surprised that 25-25. Normally, they're usually like 24 or 23 offensively and then heavy defensively, but only 25 on defense.
Let's get out to the phones. 475-831-0057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is over there. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's happening?
What's going on, Bob and Vinny?
Rashawn, how you doing, man? Your sweep prediction was wrong, but sometimes being wrong feels so right, like right now, right?
Yeah, I guess I jinxed him the other way, man, which was a good thing. You know, man, I didn't expect that at all. Like, by the time I landed, right, when I landed, I turned my phone on last night. I think it was 8th inning. It was 3-2. I was like, what? The Orioles are up, and I expected some type of blowout by then, man. And I was like, man, just hopefully that bullpen can hold on to it.
Yeah, they were good last night. Yep, Rashawn, we rag on them when it's appropriate, which has been a lot lately, but they were really good last night.
Yeah, you know, but I heard they still left some runners and runners on base though a lot though.
Yeah, 0-6.
0-6. Yeah, we got to definitely work on improving that though. But looking forward to the night though. Sam Burns pitch, man. You know, hope he's back to his old self a bit. You know, the first of the year Burns, not this last three starts Burns though.
Well, get so a sign that says Rashawn in Baltimore wants you to stay.
Yeah, I might do that. You know, and yeah, you know what? I might try to make ESPN, man. If I run on the field, you know.
Nah, don't do that.
No, you know. No. Oh man,
don't make us look
with
bad.
A big sign. With a big sign to say, with a big sign to say, Bob, if any made me do it.
Yeah,
but, man,
you know. Yeah. Watch, listen to Vinny and Haney 10-2 Monday through Friday.
All right.
Yeah, actually, I'd be a little kickback for that.
And make sure you enjoy that $20 beer and $10 hot dog.
Man, listen, I got my little flask out here. I'm sneaking my stuff in there. I'm not paying all that for them drinks out here, going broke on the drinks. The tickets was already high as it is. You know, like, I can't believe this. It's a Wednesday night game. And, you know, normally in Baltimore, you can get a $15, $20 ticket. But the cheapest tickets we can get tonight was $100. And plus, they got the Shia Ohtani bobblehead giving away stuff tonight. So I know they're going to be jam-packed down there tonight. You know, it seemed like they sell out like every night.
Yeah, they had 52,000 there last night. But look, you be careful. Don't get yourself in any trouble. You know what I mean? And get that bobblehead because that thing's probably going to be worth money.
Yeah, I'm definitely get one, and I ain't gonna start no problem with them Dodgers fans. I know how they is, man. They love to fight.
Oh yeah, all you gotta do is Facebook or YouTube. You see them beating up each other at ball games.
Yeah, they fight each other, man, and you know stuff like that, man. But listen,
yeah,
if we can come away, like I said yesterday, though, hey, sneak out of here with one win and get 2 out of 3 in Colorado, man. But now I'm changing up now. Now I want to go 4-2 on this road trip now. 4-2, you know, so we get this one tonight, and we got Povich on the mound, I believe, tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So, we should be fine, as long as the bats don't freeze up, though.
Well, that's a big if when it comes to the offense. All right, Rashawn, enjoy L.A., stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you when you get back.
I talk to y'all.
Yep. All right, Rashawn.
And Rashawn in Baltimore. He's in L.A., Chavez Ravine, as the Orioles take on the Dodgers game 2 of that series. We have time for another call, Nolan. Yeah, he says yes. Let's go to New Jersey. It is Mitch. Mitch, what's up?
Vinny, Bob, how you doing? Hope you're feeling better, Bob.
I'm all right, man. I'm good. No pain, just can't see.
What's that?
I have no pain. I just can't see out of my eye. It's not painful. It's just, it is what it is. But I feel great. Thank you.
I hope you get better soon. And Michelle, have a nice time. I guess I'm jealous.
Oh, he's going to Hawaii next.
He's going to Hawaii next?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice trip. First of all, what's this? I was with these speeds leaving the ballpark. I wonder what's the slowest speed, slowest home run. A home run is a home run. But hopefully Otani hits two. So Rashawn will see something. Hey, with the Ravens, they only going to carry two quarterbacks and Josh Johnson? A couple of playoffs in the past, he couldn't even throw the ball 10 yards. How can you? He's 37 years old. He let go of Emory Jones and Leary. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it makes total sense.
Hey, thanks, Mitch.
Makes total sense. Leary's a turnover machine, and he's a rookie. Josh Johnson, he's been with the Harbaughs forever, so they have confidence in him. They don't have confidence in either of the other guys. You know, there's some decent guys that have gotten cut that would be better on the practice squad, I think. And, you know, we'll see what they do. I mean, after noon today, they'll be able to add their practice squad. So what you'll do is the guys that you cut from your team that you want to keep, you'll say, come back at noon tomorrow. And a lot of times, you know, unless they get more money elsewhere or whatever, when they guys that you want to come back – Where's Bob Haney? He's in Denver.
I got claimed by that yeah. other team. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phone, take tight. We'll get you when we come back. Well, look at this Ravens 53, at least as it stands today. Bo Smolka from Press Box. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night and historically with the Orioles. And then we got our AFC North. We're going to travel around the division. We got reporters from Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Cincinnati coming up. As we're less than 2 weeks away, 8 days away from the Ravens. So I don't want to do math again. Like 11 days away from the start of the season. AFC North coverage in a big way coming up around 11:30. Whip around 11:15. Talk about the Orioles, their history. Hey, got college football starting in a full way this week. Some interesting matchups in the Big Ten. And a former Ravens receiver is going to start the season on the pup. We'll get into all of that as well. And then we got our AFC North report with Brian Bacco, Scott Petrak, and Charlie Goldsmith. We talk about Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Cincinnati as they get ready for their respective seasons. Orioles win last night in L.A. Well, Chavez Ravine, 3-2 over the Dodgers as Ryan O'Hearn and Ramon Arias. Ramon Arias, you can make an argument that since the All-Star break, he's been one of their most valuable players. Replacing the injured Jordan Westberg. He hits a two-run homer last night, which proved to be the difference in the game. And we got a lot going on. Let's get out to the phones. Robin Belair. Rob, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Bob? What's up, Vinny?
What's happening, Rob?
Hey, Bob, what we need to do is have on Friday, feature artist. Let's do Black Sabbath with Ozzy and Ronnie James Dio.
We're doing that. As a matter of fact, you and I have just gone rogue. Nolan, listen closely. Friday, Black Sabbath, both Dio and Ozzy. Don't even bother voting. Sorry, everybody. We're taking over.
That's awesome. Hey, first with the Orioles. The funny thing is, when you look at the standings around the Major League Baseball, as bad as the Orioles have been playing, I haven't really seen that many teams separate the records of each. They're all kind of blah. You know what I mean? Even the ones in first place. And I look at the Orioles. The Orioles just can't score with runners on base unless they hit a home run. It seems like that seems to be the thing. Adley at the number two spot. Yeah, I mean, he had a single last night, right? But still, it's been kind of – it's not like – I know it's not like Soto and Judge, but him and Gunner, it's been kind of mediocre.
I agree 100%, and that's why we've seen Kowser lead off and Gunner let off for most of the season. A year ago at this time, Adley, I believe – was the leadoff hitter. Brandon Hyde's just trying to experiment with his lineup, trying to find some consistency. And as we've talked about before, Rob, last year the Orioles were the best team in baseball with runners in scoring position. This year, they're middle of the pack, and it seems as though they go days without contributing in that cause, for sure. Hey, but the Yankees have been sucking in August there, too, with runners in scoring position. That's why the Orioles are only a game out of first right now.
It's kind of hard to watch sometimes, but hey, if they get the W – That that's good, and hopefully they'll start getting a little more heated as time goes on. Ravens now. Ravens talk. I heard they're talking about Bobby DePaul said he thinks that Ravens have one of the best rushing duos in the NFL. I'm sorry, Vinny, I don't see that yet. I don't see these guys that great at bending the corner like the other guys like Watt and all those guys. They don't have those guys. I mean, they're going to probably have to blitz. I'm thinking blitz a lot, or yeah. I mean, they're probably going to double team Matabike in the middle, and then you're going to rely on your two. That's why I always thought Clowney, he might have only had 9.5 sacks, but boy, he made those quarterbacks run a little bit. And then I don't know if they have that right now on the roster. Hopefully they'll find that. Offensive line scares me, Vinny. I watched the Green Bay game, and they were getting pushed around by guys who were number two, number threes.
Yep.
What's it going to be like when they go up against, you know, the real guys, the real starters? Chris Jones might have a field day. And
Karloftis. Karloftis may have a bigger day.
Yes. And that's what I see from watching that. I'm a Georgia fan, and I see the same almost activity of Ben Cleveland like I saw in Georgia. He doesn't do it for a guy that size. He just does not blow anybody off the line. That's what it looks like to me when I watch.
Who does on that line? Nobody does.
Nobody. But yeah, I'm worried about the pass rush and the offensive line. The question that I have before I get off the phone that was asked the other day is this, I know it's not constructed completely, but is this roster better than the roster that was last year? That's the big question. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good question, too.
Yeah. Let's go back to the pass rush real quick. I think, Bob, the only chance that they've got is Oway has got to be Matabike of last year. That type of jump. Otherwise, I mean, if he's...
Like 13 sack? Five last year?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to make a huge jump. Otherwise, Van Oy's not... We've said this many a times. He's not having 9 again.
I'm with you there 100%. Yeah. Hope we're wrong, right, by the way.
But, I mean, Oway's looked great in training camp, which he always does, and then can he transfer to the field? And if he can, that'll be big. And then Ajabo, because right now I got the same, everybody has the same questions. Now, roster-wise from last year, yeah, the pass rush isn't as good, but at the beginning, week one, I mean, Clowney thought he was going to be good against the run.
You could have bet yourself a bazillion dollars before the season that the Ravens wouldn't lead the league in sacks.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, if we're talking before the kickoff last year's opener against Houston, Ravens are going to lead the NFL in sacks. We'd all sit here and laugh. I would have been falling on the floor, rolling around in the crumbs down on the carpet.
The only thing,
vacuum cleaners around here.
I think that personnel-wise, defensively, they may be. They're probably better. I think they're faster because Marlon's better. The big question I have is can Zach Orr, can he be what Mike McDonald was? That, you know, can he make up that ground? Because they've got the ability, they've got the talent, and then can Zach Orr? Because if they had McDonald right now, and I love Mike getting a head coaching job, but if they had McDonald and they were just like continuing with this group of players and stuff, I think they'd be scary defensively.
Hey, remember his first year a couple years back? The Ravens were kings of blowing game, big leads in the fourth quarter, so it took him a while to get acclimated. But the O-line is not as good as it was last year, let's be honest.
No.
We can criticize Moses and Simpson and Zeitler, et cetera, but they were better at least in January than they sit here in late August going into September.
Yeah. And running backs, they're probably better with Henry instead of, you know, with Dobbins and Gus Bus.
But yeah, the O-line is the big thing. Tight ends are the same, but they're better at tight end because Likely's better than he was a year ago.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. More Ravens roster talk coming up next. Bo Smolka for Press Box Whip Around 11:15. Oriole history was pretty strong on this August 28th. AFC North report. We got Brian Bacco, Scott Petrak, and Charlie Goldsmith talking about the Steelers, Browns, and Bengals as we're getting ready for kickoff NFL 2024.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.